News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Ministry of Health has begun administering the human papillomavirus HPV vaccine to the second cohort of grade 7 girls. The HPV vaccination program is a proactive measure being implemented by the government to protect girls against cervical cancer, which takes the lives of hundreds of women in the country per year. The administration of the HPV vaccine, which began October last year, is not mandatory. It is being administered to girls aged 9 to 14 and is free of cost. Chief Medical Officer in the Ministry, Dr. Jacqueline Bisesa McKenzie, says the initial target for the program is 22,000 girls.
We have actually started before the school term started. We, with the school medicals, we went into the schools, sensitized the parents and teachers. So we had a running start before the program actually started in schools. And it's actually in October that we have actually gone out into some of the schools.
Civilians and security personnel will soon be able to operate more efficiently on the streets at night in light of plans to repair thousands of streetlights. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie says an agreement has been reached with the Jamaica Public Service Company Limited for the repair of the approximately 12,000 streetlights that are currently out of order. He notes that about 6,000 lights are to be in working condition before the end of the year.
Within the next 6 to 8 weeks, by Christmas, half of that 12,000 streetlights will be repaired by the Jamaica Public Service Company. And by next year, it is expected that all 12,000 streetlights across the country will be repaired and will be in working condition.
Minister McKenzie adds that a meeting was called with the JPS recently, where it was agreed that the government would clear monies owed to the company and begin making monthly payments as at the start of the new fiscal year. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says measures are being put in place to prevent motorists from skipping traffic court. Minister Chuck says only 12% of motorists with traffic violations turned up to court for the first 6 months of 2018. He adds that the government is taking steps to fix the inefficiencies in the system, which prevent the issuing of warrants to motorists for outstanding traffic tickets.
Because far too many traffic violators get a traffic ticket and throw it away because they know that at the moment warrants are not being issued. But I would like to send a signal to them that this has been cleared up. They will soon have their warrants executed, which means that not only will they be charged and arrested, but if necessary, brought back to court to respond to the charge.
And Chief Executive Officer CEO of the National Health Fund NHF Everton Anderson says the processing of NHF cards at the Savannah Lamar Public General Hospital in Westmoreland will be improved. By the end of this year, the fund expects a turnaround time of 15 minutes for processing NHF cards at the hospital. Mr. Anderson says similar improvements will soon be seen in all parishes.
5 years ago, to get an NHF card, you would have to fill in your form and we send by mail. At that time, about 30% of those cards were returned to us because people are no longer utilizing the postal service as much as we used to back then. We decided to try same-day card printing at head office and it worked well. And what that meant is that within 15 minutes of completing an NHF form, you had a card.
The NHF card program provides subsidies to every person living in Jamaica at any age for the treatment of 16 chronic illnesses. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The Legal Aid Council has engaged over 500 attorneys, of which more than 300 provide representation in criminal matters. These attorneys include 5 Queen's Counsel and 207 Senior Counsel. Murder trials are assigned to Senior Counsel with 10 or more years' experience. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.